This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday morning, Junks listeners, whether you're local in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, maybe you're listening on the Odyssey app in a different spot. We do appreciate that. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's a free app. Just download it on your phone. It'll take you 2 minutes. You can listen to the Junks on the go.
You can also win a trip.
You can win a fantastic
Vegas, trip. To Vegas, $20,000, our slam dunk contest, Cakes.
That's correct.
Listen to an hour via the Odyssey app.
I believe you can go to odyssey.com/slamdunk for more information
there
on
go.
That. And we'll give you details on that later in the show. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com if you want info on how to become one of their five-star technicians. Maybe they could go to Jason's house again and perform another service.
Yes, sir.
Like they did recently.
Yeah, they did. Nick is a five-star technician.
Very good.
I'll give him that.
That's Jason Bishop. John Paul Flame is here with us.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. And Eric Bickle also here.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. Good. That is your foursome. That is your group. I was a little tilted today because this is a very minor problem, but my wife's car was parked behind mine.
Yeah.
When I had to leave. That's just another like extra 2 or 3 minutes. Like grab the key, go back in, grab key, move car, go back in, leave key, come back out. Then I got into my car again and I couldn't find my tag to get into and out of the building, which puts me on just
monkey.
Just massive monkey.
You just keep that
tilt.
In your wallet?
Sometimes I do, but then I have to take it out to flash it at the reader, and then sometimes I'm absent-minded and I misplace it, and then I was scrambling, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to have to pay $18 to park.
99.9% of the time, it always works. You just leave it in your wallet.
Okay. I've never really done that. But
that's what I do. Mine, take it off the hook or whatever. Just have it in your wallet and just flash it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And your money.
Then I get in here and there's very little coffee. I mean, we're at DEF CON 1 when it comes to coffee. Valdez and I are on massive life tilt because of that.
There was a massive leak in the kitchen yesterday. Did you
know that?
Was.
I did see that.
There was a huge leak. Roger fixed it.
Emanating from the refrigerator.
I think it was one of the water machines, the hot water, cold water.
Oh, okay. It was just leaking.
And he
leaked all over the counter.
He thinks somebody moved it or something and it jarred it loose. But yeah, there was water everywhere yesterday. We were damn near flooding.
Roger,
kitchen.
He can, I mean, this is not an alert. I mean, he's an engineer. He can basically fix anything.
Oh, he could be a five-star technician.
He can certainly work for Crop Metcalf, but I mean, he can fix anything that goes wrong. He keeps us on the air. He builds like foosball and air hockey tables for the new game room. I mean, what can't he do?
I have to say, if I called Crop and Roger showed up, I'd be perfectly comfortable. I'd say, yeah, he could do it.
Yeah.
He looks the part. He could do it.
Yes.
Whatever it is I have, you know, whatever need I have.
He's well equipped.
Yeah.
To handle everything you need.
I do need to call Crop because I have my backyard lights, all my electric in the backyard. It's off. Obviously there's some sort of thing that's
popped. There's a short.
I think you know how you could press a thing on your outlet.
Yes.
To like
I know what you
pop
mean.
It in and out.
There's
yeah.
a button in between the two outlets.
It, and it kind of is like a breaker for all of the
yeah.
electrical out there.
Yep.
The thing's not really working. I think that's the issue.
Gotcha.
I think I need to replace, not me.
Well, yeah.
Somebody needs to replace that outlet.
An expert.
Because all my silly lighting outside doesn't work.
It's not great.
Yep. You got to get that hooked up.
I got my lighting on my stairs. That doesn't work. My up lighting for my trees. That's not working. Just my basic lighting outside my house. Not working.
You need some help.
It's always something, okay?
Of course. Of course always something breaks in your house.
And upstairs, I mean, I got a faucet, you know, the cold water
yeah.
in our bathroom. You turn it on, just leaks. It just leaks under the right hand thing, not knob.
That house is breaking down.
I mean, that
it's just
that
I think it's just
your water
the washer
bill.
In there.
That can pull in your water bill. Trust me.
It only leaks when you turn it on.
Right.
So and so what you what my solution has been my wife's solution. We just put a washcloth under there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a temporary fix. I mean,
well, it's been about a year.
Trust,
temporary.
I got my water bill last week, and ever since I got that like $1,200 water bill like 5 or 6 years ago, I cringe now anytime
yeah,
I get
time
one.
You open, yeah.
But I opened it, and it was reasonable.
Yeah.
It was like $240. Like that's the range it should be in. It shouldn't be a four-figure bill.
Yeah.
That bill should never be four figures.
I had my gas or my heat on the main level last night, 64 degrees.
I mean, what's the point of even having it?
Heat upstairs, 68.
I mean, why right. do you even have it on? I mean, I guess it's better than 50.
Yeah, I think you have to keep it on because...
Yeah. I mean, does it ever kick in?
Yeah, it kicks in. Oh, it was on when I came downstairs.
I've bumped mine down.
64. I mean, there's no one down there. I don't think there's any point in having the heat run when there's no one down there.
In your basement. Yeah,
the basement.
Sure.
Basement's even colder.
Oh. I feel like downstairs should be...
Basement's probably 58.
I feel like downstairs should be higher than your upstairs because heat rises.
That's usually the case.
Yeah, I don't do it that way. I don't know if that's the proper way, but I got the upstairs unit on 68.
He just asked
middle it. Floor at 64.
Well, don't you have it like on a timer? So like when you're upstairs?
Zippy timer.
Oh.
I manually change it.
You can set up the timers. I'm sure you has the ability.
I'm sure we do.
So that at night, when you're up there, it's warmer. And then during the day, when you're not up there, it's colder.
But I got to be honest with you. I get hot at night. I get so many blankets. My dog's there. I just get hot in bed. Yeah. So I don't even need it at 68.
Right.
So we're going to have Tony Skin in studio.
Yep.
The head coach at George Mason.
Mm-hmm.
They have over 20 wins. They've been rolling. They got a double bye in the tournament before the tournament.
Nice.
They play their conference tournament. So they're doing great. Also on the show today, we got Tom Lavero. Lavero
kind
of countered the piece which Barry Zwerluga wrote in the Washington Post about Mark Lerner, which some would say was kind of a puff piece. Lerner's saying, not selling the team. And Lavero said, well, they're still not spending any money. And he has
it?
Some sort of incident. I think he tweeted it. I don't know if he wrote about this in the Washington Times,
yeah.
saying that Rizzo was at Christian Walker's house, I believe, ready to sign some big deal, and then Lerner pulled the plug on it.
Mm-hmm.
Simply for finances? Simply because? Or were there other... I mean, maybe there was another factor. We don't know why.
I know that Lerner said, or I saw something attributed to Lerner that said... He's not into signing some big name free agent for 2 or 3 more wins.
Right.
I think he wants to get to a situation where he feels like they're on the cusp of really winning, and then they'll complement the team by adding players. But that's the Lerner side of it. I think Lavero may be on another side of the story.
Mm-hmm. Well,
man,
do they still claim that they're losing like $100 million a year or something? I saw some reference to that. Are the Nats still claiming that? Because I think that was part of Lavero's argument is they don't want to spend money. They claim they're losing $100 million a year, and yet there's more revenue than ever. I can't remember what the number was, like $2 billion,
are they
$12 billion or whatever across Major League Baseball.
Are they losing money because of attendance? Where's he losing money?
I don't know the books. I saw reference to that in Tom's articles.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't talked to Riz since I haven't talked to him in a few weeks.
Oh, really? You need to reconnect.
I do. I got to text him and see how's everything going down there in Florida. But I got to find out about that Christian Walker story, man.
Mm. You need the behind the scenes.
I need the off the record news on that. If he was actually getting ready to offer him a deal, and then at the last second, Lerner pulled the plug.
Uh-huh.
That'd be interesting.
Well, I mean, Christian Walker, he's 33, I guess.
Yeah.
When will he turn 34? During his season? Let me see here.
I mean, he signed a three-year, $60 million deal. That doesn't sound like a deal that the Lerners are going to pony up for at this point.
No, he's going to turn 34
on the Nats payroll.
He's going to turn 34 next month.
They just want to sign one-year deals.
Right.
That's what the Lerners want.
At this point,
when they're doing one-year deals, it's just kind of a joke. This offseason has definitely been a disappointment.
We thought that they were going to at least go out and sign one big-name free agent. And they've signed zero big-name free agents.
Right.
They've signed free agents, but they haven't signed any big names. I guess they're just kind of waiting for the young guys to really blossom and turn into fringe all-stars, and then maybe they go out and sign guys then, but I don't think they will. I just don't see it.
Doesn't seem like it anytime soon.
Trying to keep the expenses low.
So is Tom arguing that they really are for sale, or is he just saying, okay, maybe they're not for sale, but they're still being butt cheap?
I think it's probably the latter.
I think that they're being butt cheap.
I think it's the latter.
But not,
I have not paid to see the Washington Times. So if you click on the column, I can't read the article, but he talks about GM Mike Rizzo waiting all winter to buy Powerball and Mega Millions tickets because that's the only way he was going to be able to pay players.
It's a good one.
It's going to be interesting talking to Tom.
There's got to be a truth somewhere in between. Because if he's completely handcuffed, Mike could go somewhere else. He didn't have to deal with this. I don't know.
I mean, they must be making it worth his while to stay around. He got extended a few years ago, didn't he?
Well, I think he has to go through that rigmarole like every 2 years or something, right? You know, constantly do it. But I mean, if they're totally handcuffing him forever, at some point he's just going to leave.
Maybe. He's just tired. If he's tired of finishing last or second to last in the division,
I don't think he's into it.
But maybe he wants to. He pulled off all these trades for the C.J. Abrams of the world and James Wood, and maybe he just wants to stay around to see if these guys turn into stars.
It has to be frustrating for him, though, when he looks at the cash outlay for payrolls for the teams in his division.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are atop the league at $365 million.
Yeah.
The Phillies come in fourth at $285 million. And the Braves are top 10 as well at $204 million.
Correct.
And the Nats are at $113 million.
Right. I mean, zero chance
I mean, I'm sure he's assembled the best talent he can with that money, with those restrictions, but It's hard to compete when other teams are spending 3x what you're spending,
and they won't stop. The Mets will never go into a rebuild.
Not as long as Cohen's the owner.
Correct.
Yeah, so they're trapped in an arms
race. Neither will the Braves.
So right. Christian Walker signed a 3-year, $60 million contract. And according to this story, Rizzo visited Christian Walker's house to negotiate a deal this winter. Subsequently, reached out to Mark Lerner to finalize the deal. But Mark declined and told him to move on.
Said, nope, not our thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so later in the show, we'll talk to Tom Lavero about the Nationals' offseason lack of spending. And at 9 a.m., we'll be joined in studio by George Mason Hoops coach Tony Skin here on The Fan.